Blog Talk Radio.
And then, there's a reason why we lay.
You are about to be entertained by the ape, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
What's good, everybody? It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's Thursday, the day before Friday. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Thank you so much. I know we late. Well, it wasn't my fault this time. I'm going to leave it there. It wasn't my fault this time. I don't want to badmouth nobody. But anyway, welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me once again on a Tuesday. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Heard nationwide on blogtalkradio.com and on the AM FM radio network. And like an office. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me today. And this lady right here is frozen and don't want to move. This is. she's like, I don't want to move. This is. And she stands in front of people all the time. I don't
right,
get it.
Exactly.
You know, but I guess when there's a lot of people, but they're not here. They're out there.
I know.
They're out there. Anyway, everybody, Shakiba D. Ford is here to help you out, get out your credit situation.
Yes.
Out your credit situation. She's here to help you. So y'all stay tuned. Get your pens and your paper ready. You got to write this information down because she is here to help you out. Anyway, everybody, it's about 25 minutes.
Yeah,
all right, we're going to get there, you know, we're definitely going to get there. Anyway, everybody, it's Ron Kelly Show, heard here every Thursday at 7 o'clock right here on blogtalkradio.com. You know, I'll talk a little bit about how people, because I wanted to say when I came in here, I wanted to say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen. Thank the Lord for another week. Another week coming back here. You know, I didn't have to. A lot of people didn't make it, but we did. So, you know, we got to be grateful for that. And I would say, I remember how these people used to get the Holy Ghost in church and be rolling around on the floor. So everybody want to stand up and be prim and proper today, but people used to roll around on the floor back in the day. And the ushers would have the blankets, and they would have the sheets. They throw the lady, you know, in case she had a skirt on or something. They throw the sheet on her. And people used to be rolling on the floor all the time back in the day. Now people are like, they might speak a little tongues, and that's it. They ain't trying to get dirty. But anyway, everybody, it's Shakiba D. Ford. She is here to talk to you. See, I've been put her in the forefront. Usually, I'd be in the forefront. But I put her in the forefront today of today's broadcast. Shout out to Shannon Chambers. Shout out to everybody at K70 Freighters. Shout out to Lamont Gates and everybody who regularly partakes of the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, so we are trying to help you guys out today because I know there's a lot of people. And Shakima, you're the expert here. And all my likes are up. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Over 5,000. Thank you, folks, for liking the Ron Kelly Show. Oh, over 5,000. Very nice. Okay, shout out to Keith Addison. Good to see you, brother. I hope everything works out for you. I know you were in the hospital. I didn't know what your situation was, but we keep praying for you, brother, and hope everything is okay. Talk to you very, very soon. Okay, everybody. We have Shakiba D. Ford here, who's a credit expert, who's going to talk to us about. She's going to talk to us about how to fix your credit. And Shakiba, I know a lot of people. Some people are just straight up embarrassed about. You know, they don't want, especially people who know you. They're like, "Shakiba, know all my business." So I know that some people are just straight up embarrassed about their credit situation. But before I get to that, let me ask you, how did you get into this business? Because there's a lot of business you could have got into.
Right.
And you could have made a lot more money, you know. So what brought you into this business?
Well, how I got started, it's not a coincidence.
I was once embarrassed because I had less than perfect credit. But we have to keep in mind that bad credit happens to good people all the time. So lo and behold, I found my mentor. He made a post on social media and he said, who needs to have good credit by a certain month? So I said, me. So I got started. I started out with a 527 credit score. And now I sit at 785.
Ooh wee!
Right, exactly. So this opportunity,
get that Trump.
Right, gave me the leverage and the platform to help other people, get qualified for those homes. Because believe it or not, there's 68 million people in this world with less than perfect credit. So it's not enough for me and us doing this. So
68 million.
People with less than perfect credit. Wow. So, look, you are not alone.
Okay. All right. Now, we talked a little bit about this earlier before the show about how people or parents are not teaching their kids how to control their credit. Because, I know when I turned 18, I was getting cards from everywhere.
Right.
And I was accepting all of them. I'm buying some sneaks. I'm buying this. I'm buying that. I'm getting some jeans. I'm getting all of this stuff. And so how true is that the parents don't teach their kids, how to control their credit or credit worthiness or how to respect those credit cards when they start getting them in the mail? Did you get any?
I did. So let me clarify something because he might make people feel like they're being bad parents.
No,
but
no.
It's not that they're being bad parents. And I can say for my parents, they are still excellent parents, but they didn't get taught about personal finance, they didn't get taught about financial literacy. And it's not that their parents were bad parents or that they're bad parents. It's just that they were just in a cycle, right? We saw them make it happen, right? So it's not that they were bad parents. They just did what they knew to do. But now this generation right here, we have access to this powerful information. So it's up to us to make that change, right? So credit is power. And yes, I did get the credit card when I got in college, ran them up, didn't know that you had to pay that money back.
Mm-hmm.
So that got me in a lot of trouble. But I've lived and I've learned. So now I make sure that I have credit cards, yes, but I do not abuse them. But we'll get into how your credit score is calculated a little later.
Okay, what I really want to talk about is first of all, what is the name of your business?
It's SDF Financial Solutions.
Right, write this down, y'all.
On Facebook, SDF Financial Solutions.
Okay.
Find us on Facebook.
Okay, what other services do you provide other than credit repair? Are there other things that you help people out with?
Yes, of course. So, of course, you're going to get your credit score, right? That's a given. But we also want to teach people how to budget their money, right? We want to be able to see, for them to see where their money is going so they can see where they need to cut. They may need to cut something or, like maybe they're spending too, because I know I spend a lot of money at Starbucks. Maybe they need to start taking that money they're spending at Starbucks and put it towards something else, right? We're going to give them access to a savings. Like a savings goal where they're able to set alerts of how much they want to, how much they want to save, whether they want to go on a trip, buy some shoes, send their kids to a better school. They're going to get their identity monitored, right? Because we do know that every 2 seconds a person's identity is stolen. So we don't want that to happen, right? We're also going to monitor their credit. So if someone tries to use their social security number, they're going to get alerted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have to verify and confirm that was it.
Okay, and that's another thing too, is like the credit. Now, do you offer services like for people who credit has been compromised? And is there any way that you in your company do you help people like kind of get their credit back in order? People who didn't necessarily mess up their credit, just got it messed up by somebody invading their space.
Yes. Anything that's negatively impacting someone's credit score, we're going to dispute it. So they have the right to dispute. You have the right to dispute any negative item on your credit report just by leveraging the Fair Credit Reporting Act. of 1971, right? So if it's the reporting act of 1971 and it's 2019, we're way behind the game.
Okay, and people, I just want to let you know that you can call into the station right here, 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838 for the people who are listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and we're going to make sure you get all of the information, FDF, SDF,
Financial Solutions.
And shout out to the other F, who just befriended me, the husband.
Yeah. Quincy Ford.
Shout out to Quincy Ford, who's watching the program. And shout out to everybody else who's watching. I can't see all your names, but Selvin White,
Vermont
Gates, Selvin White, Thank you all of y'all for tuning in to the Ron Kelly Show. We'll take a break and we'll come right back with more. And if you have any questions, you can post them on Facebook Live feed, or you can hit me up on my email address. It's R. Kelly Show. The Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. It's Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of The Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show, R. Kelly LLC. The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, we're back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Every Thursday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. is you and me and whoever I bring on the air. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and Facebook Live, too. Shout out to everybody who's participating in our program tonight. I can't see your names, but I know Sharon Allen Chambers and a lot of y'all who are regulars, who stop what you're doing to check me out every Thursday evening. I appreciate that, because there's a lot of the things you can be doing, but you take your time to see what I think about the world in general. So continue to check us out right here. It's the Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com and on the AMFM Broadcasting Network and limited syndication across the country. My guest tonight is Kimberly Ford, and she is the president, right? The president and CEO of SDS, minority female business owner. That's right. That's right. Kimberly Ford, who runs, owns, and operates SDF Financial Services, which specializes, well, I don't want to say specializes in one particular thing, but she does specialize in credit repair. Now, you know, Shakima, there's a lot of shucksters and you know, and people are just untrusting of other folks. And I hate to say, but black folks are really untrusting of each other too, you know, probably more so than any other race. But now, there's a lot of people out there who are selling people a dream, and folks just don't believe that they can. I mean, the credit gets so bad, they just don't believe that they can repair it. So, you know, so how do you? I mean, I sometimes people come to you, they standoffish and kind of. So how do you kind of like convince people that there's a way for them to get their credit repaired? Because some people be down in the 200s and the 300s, and they look like, oh God, I'll never get it back. So how do you encourage people to to engage in these services to get their credit restored, get their credit fixed?
That's a good question, but first, I don't feel like I should have to convince anyone.
Okay.
Because if your credit is at a 200 or 300, you should be trying to convince me.
Scratching and clawing.
Exactly. Help me. But I just have a way with people. I love to help people. That, you know, that's my passion. People are my passion, and just whatever their problem is, you know, I have a solution. There's no such thing as, you know, not being able to get out of the trenches of having less than perfect credit. You know, we are the solution. We have helped thousands and thousands of people who never believed that they could become homeowners, you know, who could get qualified for loans or cars. So it's no such thing as, you know, no help for someone with less than perfect credit.
Now, I ain't gonna go all the way back to Storms Avenue days. But, you know, now people have to understand that they have to work with you.
Right.
You know, so explain to the listening audience how that works. Because we know that you don't just wave a magic wand over there, credit it, and boom, you got an 800. No, the people have to work with you. So tell me, or tell us, how the partnership works between you and your client.
Good question. So let's get these things straight first.
Okay.
Once you get enrolled in our program, we ask you to not apply for anything, even if your score goes up 25 points. Because people see an increase in their score and they start applying for everything.
Mm, oh, yeah, I'm running and buying that dress.
Right, now they're working against us. So mm-hmm. Once you get enrolled in the program, please do not apply for anything. It's a process, right? Trust the process. We do include our customers in the process because we want them to know what's going on with their credit. So we're not just out here restoring their credit and they not know and be blindsided. They're a part of the process too. So we just ask that they follow the process and trust the process. And keep in mind, it took you years, right, to get your credit score to where it is. We don't have a magic wand, like Ron said. It's not going to happen in a day, right? So just trust the process and let us do what it is that we do.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, so it's a partnership because I know there's people out there who will take your money and run, and you be thinking right. That your credit is going to be going up, and it doesn't because... And there are people out there who do think that if somebody says, well, because there's a lot of commercials, you see the billboards everywhere,
right.
We'll fix your credit in 90 days, we guarantee you a score increase in 30 days. It's just not true, you know. So we keep it real here on the Ron Kelly
right.
Show. I don't bring high shysters. I bring people I trust on my show. I don't bring just any old buddies. I've been offered money to bring people on here, and I won't do it because... This is like it took years for your credit to get bad. It took years for my reputation to get good.
That's right. And mine too.
And hers too. So
right.
We ain't trying to lose. So everybody, in case you just turned your Facebook Live on or in case you just turned your radio on, wherever you are in the United States of America, I'm talking with Shakiba D. Ford. If you can't see, you can go on Facebook Live, look me up, and you can see us. Shakiba D. Ford, who is the head of SDF Financial Services, which is beyond, among other things, is a firm that can help you repair your credit. And there is hope for you. There's hope for you. Shout out to whoever that was, because I can't see the, I should be looking on my phone. Well, my phone is right there. And shout out to, I can't see who you are, Yvette Marquette. Shout out to Yvette. Love you, my sister. Good to see you. Shout out to Lamont Gates, Sharon Allen Chambers, I think I saw there, Selvin White, so many of y'all who just click on the radio every week when I come on. I'm still like really overwhelmed by that folks take, because this is a busy world out here.
Right.
This is just, things are going like 100 miles out. You got Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, you know, Twitter, all kinds of stuff. And the other one, Periscope.
Oh, okay.
They be dropping it like it's hot on Periscope. Okay, but anyway, y'all, now, yo, get this information. Get the information. SDF Financial Services. Get this information. There's no need for you to be embarrassed. I was at the 7-Eleven the other morning. This lady walked in and she had her phone in her hand. And, you know, I knew it was the Credit Karma, you know, the thing you go on to see. So I noticed the hookup, right? And she had the phone in her hand, and it's like, and she had an 800. I've never even seen 800. But she, I mean, she was holding it like, not like she was 800. Yeah, she should have been, because you can't get no higher than that. Can you go higher than 800?
The credit score range from 300 to 850. So the highest you can get is 850.
Wow, so you get 850, you can just walk into any place, whether you make enough money or not. They will, you know, because I was married at one time, and my wife, ex-wife, she had a really good credit. And even though she wasn't making that much money, they would give her, if she wanted BMW, they give it to her. I got a truck out the deal. You know, it's power. Yeah, it's power. And people need that. So explain to us, like, how powerful credit is relative to actual cash.
You can, let me say this. An 800 credit score, 850 credit score has more buying power than $100,000. When you have an 850 credit score, people are beating, banks are calling you, right? Car dealerships are calling you, wanting you to finance because you have perfect credit. That means that you
paid for everything you ever had.
You're exceeding everything. So let's just get into how your credit score is calculated, right? Because he just pushed me out there, right?
That's
so
right.
35%, the largest amount of your credit score is calculated just by paying your bills on time. And I tell people this all the time. I don't recommend that you always do this, but a late payment can drop your credit score anywhere from 50 to 100 points. So even if you have to pay the minimum payment, like I said, I don't advise this, but we know life happens, right? And if all you can make is the minimum payment, make the minimum payment that time, but just make sure you pay your bills on time, because that's 30% of your credit score. Now, 30%, right? This is what I like to do. You have a credit card and your limit is $9,000. You don't have to spend $99.99.
Like we mostly.
Right.
A lot of times.
Keep
too,
it
yeah.
under 30% utilization, so do not go over $300. Right? 15% is based on your credit history.
Okay.
Right? So once you pay your credit card off, please do not close out your credit card, because it's going to wipe out all your credit card history. Right? 10% is the amount of increase.
Bernard, the phone died. Yeah. The phone died, so now I'm on Facebook. We're on Facebook on the screen, because the phone kind of, you know. Huh?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Anyway, we move fast. That's Akiva over here. That's me right there. This is the Ron Kelly Show. You were talking about credit utilization.
Right. Keep it under 30%. If your credit card limit is $1,000, how much should you spend?
$300. So it's 30%. So
30%.
All right. So if it's $2,000, then you keep it under $600.
That's right.
Okay. So I figured that out.
Right.
Yeah. See, now. All right. So let's set this up now. I call you up, Schema, my credit is garbage. How can you help me? So what's the first thing? I know you tell people not to buy nothing, the credit score goes up, but walk me through the process of what people, you know, once they reach out to you, now what's the next thing you tell them? I mean, what's the process, like, from step by step?
Well, I first want to know, you know, because I get a lot of calls, right? So the first thing I want to know is what's going on with your credit? Like, what's your credit for? What's your credit score goal? Is there something in mind that you're trying to buy? You know, what is your goal? What are you trying to accomplish here? So once I get a little bit of information about them and give them some information about, you know, my business, then we go from there. Then I want to get them enrolled so we can start to pull their derogatory credit report so we can see exactly what's on there, Then I want them to leverage all the other services. And the good thing about all the services that we offer, they'll have access to them 24/7.
Okay.
So it's
like
a
website.
It's a digital portal that they'll have access to 24/7. They can check their credit score as often as they like. It's live. It's not like a delay with Credit Karma.
Okay.
We have what we call smart credit. So they can check their credit score as often as they like. And they'll be able to see everything to take advantage of all those benefits. Because we also offer a will, trust, and power of attorney.
Oh, cool, cool. Okay. You heard that? Will, trust,
will,
and power,
trust,
of attorney.
Power of attorney. Because we want to know if something happens to us, right? What's going to happen to our kids, right? We don't want our family in magistrate court fighting over our assets. No, we don't want to do that to our family.
Right, we don't want to be sitting in the morgue for like 2 months while they fight over. Like poor James Brown has to sit in the morgue. They didn't bury the man because he was sitting in the morgue because his family was fighting over his assets. So now, how long can a charge off? Let's talk about the law for a second. Like you get a charge off. Now, how long can these things I guess they don't separate them by charge off or whatever. So how long is these things allowed to stay on your credit report? And do they drop off at some point?
Well, we know that after 7 years, right, they're supposed to fall off. But the bureaus, they don't always do what they're supposed to do, right? So that's where we come in at. We're there to bridge the gap and to connect the dots. So we're going to go in and dispute those negative items to hopefully get them removed.
Right, and see, and it takes a lot. Because the average person can probably do this stuff, you know, if they had the time, but it takes a lot of, it's just better to get somebody else who knows what they're doing.
A professional,
to
do right.
It. Because this stuff, you probably can shout out to Charles Wilkerson and Eugene Evans. Everybody, come on over here, come on this way, because the phone died. So, and it's probably something that you can do yourself, but they tell people you can talk to the credit people yourself, but it's such a tedious process. You're just better off getting somebody who knows what they're doing to work things out for you.
Right.
Because, you know, I tried it. I was like, I can't. These people are getting on my nerves. Because every time, what's up, Eugene? Because every time, I mean, every time I reach out to them, they're like, no, this is right. This is right. So I know there's no magic formula, but, when y'all access, when y'all talk to Experian or Equifax or whoever, like, do you have to be like aggressive with these people? Because they always come back and say it's a legitimate charge. So what's the next step if they come back and say it's legitimate?
Well, let me just clarify some things. I'm not a credit attorney, right?
Okay.
We'll leave that to the professionals. I don't see anyone's personal information. I don't know what's on their credit report.
Okay.
Right? We have credit attorneys. That's what they do. That's not my job.
Okay. So when it comes to if they don't just drop it, then the credit attorney's got to fight.
They're the ones that's disputing it anyway.
Fight. Okay. So
they're
y'all
the
don't
ones.
Put the gloves on.
No, right? I don't put the gloves on. I leave that to the professionals. I'm not a credit attorney.
Shout out to Lamont Gates, who probably joined us earlier. And now my phone is alive again, Bernard. shout out to Bernard Williams. He's laying over there on the phone. We're supposed to be tending to my business over here. It's okay. We ain't going to pay it. we gonna let him put it on our credit report.
That's right.
We're going to let him send us to collections. We ain't paying your ass. All right, everybody. It's about 13 minutes before the hour. You're listening to, watching, perusing Ron Kelly's show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to Mark Gates. What do you think about Dave Ramsey? Have you ever heard of Dave Ramsey? He's supposed to be the guru of credit and investments and everything like that. And see, Lamont,
Lamont trying to start trouble.
Yeah, he's trying to. But Lamont is a very smart guy.
He is, and
he's
was strategic,
very,
too.
He's a very smart guy, Lamont Gates.
Right.
Stephanie Frazier, who is his fiance, is supposed to be married. Not sure when. But hopefully I get an invitation one day.
What does she think? I've read a couple of his books. Let's leave it at that.
Okay.
Nice try, Lamont.
Lamont. But he's a very smart guy. He's a highly intelligent person. I used to co-host a radio show with him, and I always had to keep up with him. Okay, shout out to Lamont Gates. He says,
his formula says if you owe $10,000 but only have $11,000, you should pay the full $10,000. Do you agree with that? If you only have $10,000, if you owe $10,000 but you only have $11,000, you should pay. You should take that $10,000 and leave yourself with $1,000. You see, because I've heard that you know, it's not always good to pay off a card and just leave it. You know, leave it at zero. From what I've heard is you have to use the card in order to get the credit history. And a lot of people take their cards, paying down to nothing, and just let them sit there. But from what I understand, and I could be wrong, of course, is that you have to use the card in order to have a payment. Because, like, let's say you have a card down to zero, and you use it for a year, and you don't pay it for a year.
It's inactive,
so it's not helping. So you do have to use your card, you have to be smart.
But even if it's something like a title bill or Netflix or something that's revolving, something you can just go ahead and pay off. But the creditors want to see that you're using it, right? And you're applying those five things that I just talked about how your credit score is calculated.
Gary Rice shows SDF Financial Services. Financial Solutions. Okay, and what's the website?
It's SDFFinancialSolutions.com.
Okay, SDF
Financial Solutions.
But why didn't you see you playing in the dirt years ago? I never thought you were going to be a financial services. And believe it or not, right, that I knew Shaquille when she was a little girl.
Yes,
believe it or not. And you're like, boy, he just looks so good. How did you do that? You know, it's just that Storms Avenue flavor.
That's what it is, yeah.
Right, but I knew Shaquille when she was a little girl. Not when she was first born, but I did know her when she was a little girl, 6, 7, 8 years old. Back in the day.
Yeah.
And I never think you would grow up to be a financial, but you grew up well. Shout out to Quincy.
Yeah. Shout out to my mom and dad.
Shout out to Diana and
to everyone that helped me get here today. I have an assistant. Shout out to Ebony. I'm sure she's watching. To my best friend Viola, she styled me. To everyone, all my friends and family who continue to support me, to Ron, thank you. He's just like an uncle to me, so
do not
take it lightly.
That's right.
That
shout out to Ms. Watkins.
That's right. So, yeah, to everyone.
Who raised us back in the day.
That's
you know,
right.
Peace be upon Mr. Watkins, who was no longer here.
Right. But he's here in
spirit. He's here, and Ms. Watkins is here in spirit. All right. SDF Financial
Solutions.
Everybody who things got a little screwy today, but I'm thankful you guys for still tuning in anyway. And of course, you know, we're going to do this again. We're going to have Shakima D. Ford back here. What's the D. Ford?
Davis, my maiden name.
Oh.
Ford is my married name.
Okay, so you wasn't a Watkins.
Nope, I was a
Davis.
I got my dad's last name.
Oh, okay.
Shakima Davis Ford.
Okay, Shakima Davis Ford. All right. Yeah, black folks are doing that now. Three names. You know, I'm like,
he's trying to start something.
But a lot of black folks who are there, they have the names like they.
But I don't hyphen it.
You don't.
No, I didn't say my middle name.
Shout out to Stefan, who's trying to call.
Oh my goodness.
Shout out to everybody who, you know, but this is serious business. Though. I know I've been joking around a little bit, but this. Here is serious business, and you know, and there are people out here who do provide services. You want to come to SDF Financial Solutions because
right.
This is, you know, a place where you can go and get honest services and honest results. Because there's a lot of people out here that will sell you a dream and tell you, yeah, well, you know, you'll have an 800 score in a week. You know, it's a lie. It just doesn't work that way.
Right.
But you know, and another thing too, you have to be a partner. You have to work with Shakima and her people. You have to work with them, and because it's a partnership.
Right, it definitely.
It's not going to happen just you know. You turn your money over to somebody and they magically make your credit score go down. It's a partnership. You have to work with the person that you are linked to when you come to. SDFFinancialSolutions.com, which I'm Controlled it, all of y'all. You know, everybody who's got 68 million people. Wow.
With less than perfect.
With less than
so
perfect.
So it's a lot of work to do.
So what do they consider now? Bad is what? Bad is considered like.
It ranges from 300
right.
to 850.
Okay, so now what's considered bad? I know they got bad, good, and
3,
great.
4, 5, and 6 is not considered good credit.
Okay,
700 and above.
Okay, so if you got a 3, 4, or 3,
if your credit score starts with a 3, 4, 5, or 6, contact me on SPF Financial Solutions on Facebook. I'm going to even give you my number. 860-996-1422. Text information, and we'll set something up.
Okay, that's 866. Repeat that for us.
860-996-1422. Text information to that number, and I'll get you some information.
See,
and we'll get you some help. It's just that simple.
There you go. You don't have to be embarrassed because
nope.
there's 68 million other people just like you.
Just
who,
like you. And I was once there.
That's
so
right.
I had nice car, nice house, name brand, and had a 527 credit.
Ooh, Lord. You can get a car with a 527 credit.
But the interest rate is going to kill you.
Yeah.
Interest rate going to kill you. Yeah.
And people will go out there and get them cars. And see, they give you a car because they know
will.
Where it's at. So when you can't afford, no longer afford it, they know just where to come and
just
get it.
Where to come.
It's hard to hide a car.
Yeah.
You know. Shout out to Jimmy Williams who just popped in. And shout out to everybody who was on Facebook. Shout out to Susan Kirkland. They just popping on in here.
Yeah.
Shout out to all y'all who may have a credit problem. But this is a young lady right here. This person you need to see. It's Kima D. Ford. SDFFinancialSolutions.com is the website. Go to it right now. And like she said, she don't see all your information. She does, you know, she only see what she needs to see.
Right.
She don't
I'm
see,
not a professional.
So she don't know, like, you know, what you bought and what you didn't pay for, whatever the case may be.
Right.
She doesn't know that.
I
she don't care
what,
about
right.
that.
Right. I only know what you tell me, whatever
right.
you feel comfortable enough telling
right.
me.
And there is help. Everybody, y'all need to know there is help on getting your 457. There is help in getting your shout out to hey Susan, how you doing, baby girl? There is a way for you to get your credit repaired, but you have to seek out the right people, which is right here, SDF Financial Solutions. You seek her out. You go on the website, you send her a message, you call, she just gave you a cell phone number, you give her a call, and she will help you. Now
say information. Susan says say it again. You can find me on Facebook, SDF Financial Solutions, or SDFFinancialSolutions.com. My phone number is 860-996-1422. Ron is going to drop it in the chat. Text information to that number, and I'll get you squared away.
Okay. All right. Now text information
to that number,
Susan,
and everyone else.
Okay, now let's talk about, before we get out of here, let's talk about money.
Money.
Now, how is your set of services, is it friendly?
Is it affordable?
It is
very affordable.
Okay, it's affordable.
It is very,
so you
very,
have like payment plans and stuff like that.
Well, once they contact me, we'll get into that. But let me say it's very affordable. For less than $3 a day,
okay,
you can utilize the services. So it's cheaper than Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks every day. Let me just say that.
Okay, Susan said thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
All right, so that's the process. You know, they call you up or they go to your website and they contact you, and then there's a process, and everybody needs to know there's a process. It's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
You have to work with your consultant, and you have to do what they tell you to do. I know a lot of us is hard-headed, including
right.
myself. You know, you see that score creep up, you like, if you get that alert from from Credit Karma, you'd be like, oh, shoot.
From Smart Credit.
Yeah, or something, you know, whoever tech
contacts
you.
Oh, my credit score went up 50 points. Now they in the mall, in every store, applying now.
Applying for
then car. They call me like, my credit score dropped 100 points. Well, why do you think it dropped?
You
you and Ann Taylor,
right?
You know, trying to get a credit card, you know, Nine West or whatever.
Right.
You're trying to get a credit card. So everybody needs to know, you know, and this, I know I made a little joke, but this is very, very serious, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for joining me this afternoon on the Ron Kelly Show. It's very, very serious. You know, bad credit is like, you know, it's just something that, again, 800 score is worth $100,000. See, if you ain't got $100,000, you got good credit, you got money in your pocket.
Unlimited.
Right. And see, people will give you cars, they'll give you whatever you want, zero interest, zero down, all that stuff. But if you got bad credit, they'll want half down. Your credit, your credit score will determine what your interest rate will be. Probably 20%. Okay, so we're going to stay on Facebook a little while longer. We're going to break out from Blog Talk Radio because we only have like a minute and 24 seconds. So everybody who listened to me on Blog Talk Radio, you can contact Shakima D. Ford. It's 860-996-1422. That's 860-996-1422. You can contact her. Shakima D. Ford is sdffinancialsolutions.com. It's a website. And you can check her out. So everybody who's listening all across in the Midwest and South area, in some of the Bible Belt areas where, you know, there's not too much going on, you can definitely go on the website. You don't be embarrassed. There's no need for you to be embarrassed. There's 60 million people, you know. Now, if you're the only one, that's a different story.
60 million
people. Yeah, if you're the only person in America with bad credit, that's a reason to be embarrassed. But since you are not, you call Shakima. Shout out to Anthony Moriano who just joined us. It's 860-996-1422, 860-996-1422. Or you can get on the website. The website is sdffinancialsolutions.com.
Right.
All right, everybody. All right, so we're going to break out from the Blog Talk Radio. See you back here next week. We're going to stay on Facebook Live. So everybody's listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can move over to Facebook Live. So for my listeners on Blog Talk Radio, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice than we may have it together. But together, we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. Well, I'm out of here. All right. And everybody else, we're still on Facebook. We'll be on Facebook for a few more minutes because we started the show late because somebody just screwed us up. But, yes, SDF Financial Solutions. I implore you. And, you know, everybody needs to. Hey, look, I could probably use a little help. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can help. I can use a little help because I know I'm not going to be embarrassed. But I can use some help, too, because I got a lot of stuff, too. And I've got big eyes, too. You know, I can afford my stuff. But, you know, sometimes you lose a job, something happens. Because everybody who has bad credit is not a bad person.
Right.
Just lose a job, divorce, you know.
Your mama getting stuff in your name.
Yeah, you know. Pookie got an electric bill when he's only 8 years old. You know, I'm like, come on. Yeah, see, now that just ain't right. You're going to put the cable bill in your kids.
Okay.
Now, they're going to grow up with bad credit.
But we gotta stop that. We gotta cut that cycle.
So, that's what I want to ask you before we get out of here. That shout out Susan Kirkland, who says, Shakima, once I pay off the credit cards I have that I no longer want, will my credit score go down?
When you pay off your credit card, your score will go up, but you have to keep those cards active. Do not, please, Susan, do not close those cards because it's going to wipe out your credit history. So keep those cards active. Just only use what you can afford and make sure you keep everything under that 30% utilization.
And so the whole idea is that, you know, if you, like you said, to don't put the card down to zero and not use it,
mm-hmm.
because they're looking for how you pay the bill. So even, you
not
know,
responsible
if you,
you
just
are.
Get gas or something, you know,
right.
and pay that at the end of the month. Now, how does American, why do so many people, I know this is not really part of your purview, but I see so many places I go in and they say you can't use American Express cards. American Express does report to the credit bureau.
Yeah, they
don't
do.
They?
But that's an expensive card to have. They have to pay every time they run a transaction. And everybody, you know, nobody wants to.
Oh, okay, that's right. Because at the end of the month, whatever you bought. But see, but I think that's
no,
good.
But in the stores, like, they have to pay to have you know, American Express, they have to have a fee. Like the store go to, yeah, they have to pay for a fee to have that. So, you know, everybody, they want to keep their money.
Okay, but I think that's a good thing, though, that you pay, you know, at the end of the month. I think that's good.
Yeah, it is good. It's good to pay them off at the end of
the month. Yeah, I think that's good, you know, because because I had them, and you know that you're not going to use them too much, but you know at the end of the month, if you bought something that costs $1,000, you got to pay $1,000
mm-hmm.
with American Express.
Yeah.
But everybody, Susan, to answer your question, Shakima did say that make sure that you continue to use, because it's all about how you pay for stuff. So just having a zero credit card doesn't help you. As a matter of fact, what kind of effect does having a zero card have on your credit score?
When you have a zero balance on your credit card, and I get this question a lot, it helps as far as your interest rate, but it doesn't really help with your credit score. Because they want to see that utilization. They want to see that you're using it and paying it off and being responsible. So if you're paying it off at the end of the month, that's great. That's going to help with your interest rate. But as far as, you know, paying it off every month, it's not going to make your credit score go up every month. That's not going to happen.
So somebody asked me before we went on air to ask you about the scores, like FICO score. And I think there's another score that they use, FICO score, and there's some other score. FICO score is not the only score that they use. There's some other score, and somebody was asking me, like, would you know, like, what the difference is between a FICO, because I know there's more than one score.
Right. Well, they have, I mean, it's just mortgage lenders, they tend to use.
Right.
They tend to gear towards more FICO scores. So it depends. At the end of the day, it all boils down to those five things, right? Paying your bills on time, keeping your credit utilization under 30%, mm-hmm. right? Your credit history, the number amount of inquiries, and the different types of credit you have, like installment versus revolving. So an installment loan would be like a car payment or a mortgage mm-hmm. versus revolving would be having credit cards. So it all boils down to those five things, no matter what.
Susan Kirkland says thanks because that's what she was going to do, just keep two out of the eight that she had. What you doing with eight cards?
Right. And Susan, if it's going to give you a peace of mind not to use all eight, if you feel like, you know, that's going to give you a peace of mind and you just want to close them out, just don't close out the most recent ones. If you have credit cards from 10 years ago, right, and then you have some from 3 years ago, of course you're going to close out the ones from 10 years ago, okay? So if it's going to give you a peace of mind not to be tempted to use all eight of those cards, then just make sure you do it that way, okay? Just be smart about it.
You heard? Okay, thank you, Susan, for being courageous enough to ask a question, you know?
Right.
Because everybody wants everybody to think they got
it going on, right?
Right. Yeah, you never seen something. You know, but some people, I mean, because that's a fact of life. Like, you know, people, that's one of the things that you hide, you know, like, that's one of the things that people hide, you know, like having bad credit. That's something you don't talk about at cigar lounge or, you know,
even
at the
like
hair
salon. At family reunions, we don't talk about credit, we don't talk about death, and then when Uncle Leroy died, now we got to have a GoFundMe page because he didn't have insurance. These are the things that we need to be talking about. We need to talk about credit. We need to talk about life insurance. We need to talk financial literacy. It's something that we really, really need to talk about because it's definitely a deficit, especially in our community.
Yeah.
So we can't only be embarrassed if you're not doing something about it.
Even people with money, like James Brown, like I said earlier, James Brown didn't get buried for 2 months.
Right.
Because they were fighting over his will.
Mm-hmm.
Or he didn't have a will.
Right.
Susan says she was just crazy. I asked her why you got eight cards. She said, just crazy. Never had any. So
it
I lost my mind.
Trust me, been there, done that. But mm-hmm. you know now, right? You live and you learn.
That's right.
Be smart about it.
That's right. A good credit score is 3, 4, 5.
3, 4, if your credit score begins with a 3, 4, 5, or 6,
yeah,
call me.
You can call Shakima D. Ford, and we'll work on getting your credit up. So you can walk around with your phone
Right,
showing
with your
people.
Credit score showing. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I would do that right now. But, yeah, and that lady walked into 7-Eleven. She's like,
that's something to be proud of, because you can go anywhere and get anything you want.
I was like, what's your name, girl? What's your name? I want that high country GMC Sierra.
See, here we go.
Yeah, I know, I got the big eyes. But y'all, don't listen to me. Listen to Shakima, who will tell you, well, we ain't going to say what it is, but...
Okay. We're going to get you. We're going to get you right.
See, well, here you go. You call Shakima, and it's SDF Financial Solutions. You
That's
call
right.
her.
You
I left the number
Facebook.
Right there.
Just text me. My phone just text me. Susan, I got you. Just
we're going to make that 560 into a more than 560.
That's right. <Yeah.
laughs> I ain't going to say how much, but you know. But you
we
gotta,
got you, Susan.
We got you. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We're just about, let me see. I wanted to make sure that y'all had as much time as I would have if we was on the radio. We started on time. Somebody would have been here. But since they weren't, you know, we're going to, you know, you're looking for a big discount. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining me and Shakima D. Ford. It's SDF Financial Solutions. FDF Financial Solutions. Not just about the credits, but a lot of other things, about making them having a will, have a living trust, all of that.
All of those.
It's Financial Solutions. It's not SDF Credit Repair. It's SDF Financial Solutions. So it's not just about the credit repair. There are other things, like she said, a lot of us don't carry life insurance. We die, and, you know, I remember going to funerals, and I was like, what's that? Because they couldn't, because they had the body in the church all night. So I'm like, what? Yeah, I'm like, what the heck is, because the money really wasn't there to let the person stay in the morgue all night, because they charge you to stay. I mean, they charge for everything nowadays. Trust and believe. They charge you rent to your body laying in the morgue. They want rent. You ain't done finished paying rent when you die. You still got to pay a little more rent. Shout out to you, Ange Evans, just says thank you. Pamela Tan, what's up, my sister? All of y'all who partake of the Ron Kelly Show every Thursday night. We want to thank y'all. You know, I'm going to continue to push SDF Financial Solutions even after the show is over. I'm going to continue to push SDF Financial Solutions. I'm going to continue to do shows about credit, about having insurance. Burial insurance is a good thing, because that's the money that will be there when you need to bury you. So you ain't got to worry about somebody. You know, if you got $25,000, you don't have to worry about them taking $24,000 and tossing you
in the
cremation. Yeah, you ain't got to worry about that if you have burial insurance. Mm-hmm. So that's very important. So there's a lot of things that you can do. And I want you, I ask you, each and every one of you who listen to the Ron Kelly Show every week, to call Shakima. The number is right there. I'll say it for you again. It's 860-996-1422. 860-996-1422. And I guarantee you that she will help you get your credit together or whatever else it is that you're trying to do. So you call her. I trust her. You can too. 860-996-1422. 860-996-1422 for SDF Financial Solutions Incorporated. And y'all LLC rather, and y'all stay tuned for the what's true. I don't know. Okay, I know I must have said something. But y'all stay tuned for the seminars that'll be taking place around, you know, make sure
you travel all over the United
right,
States.
Right. She's everywhere.
Pouring into our people.
Right. So y'all so when they're in this area, you make sure you go on that page, the Facebook page. I'm sure the only information is this, SDF Finance Solutions LLC. You can go there and you can get the information on where Shakima is going to be in this area. And I might even be there too.
You never know.
I might even be there too. You know, stay tuned. All right, I'm breaking. We're going to break out of here. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining.
myself and Shakima D. Ford. Don't forget SDF Financial Solutions, 860-996-1422. 860-996-1422. We stayed a little bit over from the radio show because we didn't start the radio show as we should have, but I guarantee you next week we will be here live and in living color. All right, everybody, thanks so much for joining us. Thank you, Shakima.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for wanting to help people.
That's right.
You know, and again, SDF Financial Solutions, go to the website, SDF Financial Solutions .com, or you can go to the web, you can go to the Facebook page, SDF Financial Solutions. All right. And I want to hear each and every one of y'all to, you know, for every one of y'all who, there's another comment here, Bunny McKnight, 350. Where'd you get lost? 350. And who has a 350 credit score?
It could be, call me Bunny.
Yeah, you can call her Bunny. Call her, you know, call her, and phone number is 860-996-1422. You go to the website. Is sdffinancialsolutions.com, sdffinancialsolutions.com, or you go to the Facebook page, SDF Financial Solutions. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your questions. The SDF Financial Solutions never sleeps.
That's
you
right.
Can call, you can call in the middle of the night.
That's when right.
You're going to sign up, and you will get the help
that you need.
Okay. All right. So thank you, Shakima.
Thank you, everybody,
for joining us. We'll see you back here next week at 7 o'clock because I'll be somewhere else. And I'll be at another studio. I'm going to do the show outside next week, I think. It's weather so nice. I may do the show outside with the crowded Garden State Parkway as a backdrop. Next week, it'll be hate on the Garden State Parkway.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Terrible, terrible. Okay, see, they putting hearts. See, they know it's Garden State Parkway is notorious. See, yeah, see, they putting thumbs up. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, sdffinancialsolutions.com. Go to the website. Check it out. The price is reasonable. You know it ain't free, but the price is reasonable. It's very affordable. Go to the website, sdffinancialsolutions.com. Go to the Facebook page, SDF Finance Solutions, or call her. And the phone number is in the feed.
That's right.
It's 860-996-1422. Keep it about business. 860.
Right. And if you know anyone that can use the services,
right,
my information
right,
as well.
Right.
Don't be selfish if you just
right.
was exposed to this information. So right. share.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So right. if you know somebody who needs some help, you call Shakima. 860-996-1422. Once again, I can't tell you enough times, it's sdffinancialsolutions.com or SDF Financial Solutions on Facebook. And you look for Shakima D. Ford, her own page,
right.
where she'll be announcing her appearances in the New York metropolitan area where you can actually go and meet her. Somebody still comment? Okay. That's not me. Oh, well, all right. Well, you can unpin comment. Okay. All right. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers. I only pay cash, fam. You know, yeah, I know that, Bunny. You only pay cash. I know that, brother. You got it like that. Let me see you pay cash for that house. I got $350,000. You know, throw it on the table.
Nope.
Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers, my sister who received the Ron Kelly Show gift pack. And I'm going to start giving those Ron Kelly Show gift packs out. Sharon Allen Chambers has been a great listener to the Ron Kelly Show.
Yes,
and
she's
very faithful. She's always there. And I sent her the Ron Kelly Show gift pack. It was an ink pen, a keychain, a tote bag. And a polo shirt.
All of that.
She got the Ron Kelly Show gift pack. I'm going to start giving that. She went on Facebook and she was so proud of her polo shirt. And she had the bag out there. Because I don't give the guys the tote bag. The guys, well, you can't talk about that.
Right. Let's not even do that.
These days you get all kinds of stuff. But anyway, right. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you. SDF Finance Solutions, Stephen D. Ford. Thank you so much. For being here. I know you traveled a long way to get here. I appreciate you.
I did.
And thank you, everybody who tuned in.
Don't forget SDF Solutions, financialsolutions.com. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Take care. Have a nice week.
Good night.
I'm headed off to D.C. this weekend. And who knows? Maybe the Ron Kelly Show is going to replace Steve Harvey. Anyway. Anyway. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Bunny. Shout out to Berlin, Moss. Everybody, see y'all all rolling up in here now. Shout out to Berlin. Shout out to Pamela Tan, Eugene, Bunny McKnight. Shout out to Susan, Anthony Moriano, Jimmy Williams, Stephanie, Lamont Gates, all of y'all who stopped in, Charles Wilkinson. And that's not even counting the people who were on the other feed before the phone went there. So thank you so much, everybody. SDF Financial Solutions. Check her out. Get with her. She'll take care of you. I guarantee it. Now, I don't say that about too many people. Okay. All right, everybody. See you back here next week. I'm out of here. See, now that wasn't so hard, was it?
Yeah,
what? Wow. That wasn't so bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
They love me.
They do.
Oh, because my likes had dropped under 5,000, but it went back up, so. Yeah, 5,000 likes. I didn't pay for them. They're all original. I can show you everybody on the whole list. Mm-hmm. Most, you know what? There's a lot of them people I don't know.
Well, that's good.
Man, there's 100 on my radio show page. There's out of those 5,000 people, there's 122 people I actually know.
Mm-hmm.
That I actually know. All the rest of them are people I don't.
Well,
oh, yeah. That's what's up. Because I want people, I want to do the Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want everybody if only people that she knew watched her show, she'd be broke.
Let's take a picture.
Okay.
But not
being
sarcastic.
Are
you tired of this? Yeah. Nah, do something. What do you mean you used to me? I'm used to you too. You ain't always.
I know he could be a piece of work, but
no. Bernard can be a piece of work.
Amen.
Bernard can be a piece of work.
Okay. Get the
gold
thing.
You gotta
get
the shoes.
Right, people be wanting to see what
I got my red joints on, so. No lie.
You have a car?
I have a digital card because people throw them business cards. I give you them.
You know what? You're 100% right.
Business cards that I do.
Toss them. Yeah, I do too. I have a whole stack of them.
Or you can't find them.
Mm-hmm. You're 100% right.
They're like, oh, thank you. And then next thing you know, it's in the trash.
Mm-hmm. You go to throw something away and you see a card.
Right.
Like, that's my card. I do have some. I mean, just in case, it's additional.
I had my business all out. I didn't.
Yeah, I do still have.
I think
I was going on. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What you mean I gotta pay? What's wrong with you? 30 hours.
You live close to me?
Yeah.
What's here?
I live in Montclair.
Oh, well, I live in Montclair.
How much are you doing that? I mean, I could have paid you if you, that's what you want.
Y'all need counseling. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Bernard. I'm going to go.
Thank you.
I'm going to go.
You going back to Jersey City?
No, I'm in Fairfield.
Oh, you were at the hotel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Did you have some there? Oh, okay. Can you go in by yourself?
What are you talking?
No, honey. Okay, you all right? Oh, okay. All right.
I'm going with
you. Oh, okay. I'll let you do. Okay.
But I'll thank you when I get there.
All right.
All right.
Good.